some updates on Vancouver's art scene. There were a couple of shows that happened this last week. Tried to find some saxophone music, but I just thought this episode didn't really vibe with Time to Win by Down with Webster, so it is what it is. But enjoy Lester Young playing These Foolish Things. Bye. Je te salue. Discourse on the voids.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you're on air. Do you ever listen to their music?
No.
Why not? You don't like the Strokes, you know, like...
No, I think that they are really fascinating. I think the space that Julian Casablancas takes up in this industry is it's cool. It's really good for him.
You ever listen to Cult Radio?
Familiar, but no. But Julian Casablancas, I think that he's a really cool caricature that exists in the music scene, and I think his contributions are important.
Do you think his contributions now are true to the contribution that he set out to make when he started the Strokes?
Definitely not. I think, as an Nepo baby, I think his perspective on, like, goals is probably different than other people. But
New York City cops.
Period. I wouldn't know. I've never walked a mile in his Louboutins.
Have you seen the video of him seeing New York City cops and there's a cop on stage and he like pushes the cop?
Wow. Virtue signaling, maybe? Let's talk about it.
Okay, the song coming up next is called Watermelon.
Thank you.
sad because I think we all know, well, if you're like a diehard fan, there's like the original demo of like You Only Live Once, and then there's also like the demo for Human Sadness, and it's just like Julian playing the piano. Sounds really good. I feel like he could have done something cool, but yeah, the track is called Spectral Analysis, and it's kind of just like, seems AI generated, haha. Their album cover is also AI generated. Instagram T for that was hilarious. Everybody was mad about him, and Julian posted like a defense on his Instagram about it, and I was kind of just like, okay. I know.
Having money and using ARs.
Well, he was like, his whole excuse was that, like, he's like, this is the original art, and the artist wanted us to pay $150K. I'm like, okay, bro, you just posted it on the Instagram. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have 150K, though, like, you know? Anyways, that's enough of that. This next track Maya picked out, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, is it? What is it?
It's Watermelon.
Oh, Watermelon. I recently watched the movie Dinner in America. I'm on the fence about how I feel about it. For a lot of reasons, I'm inclined to really like it, because I resonate with it. But there's a lot of critiques about it for, like, the use of slurs.
Episode, y'all. We have some pop hits coming up, curated by myself and Maya. So stay tuned.
Looks at me, ask me what I'm thinking, I say.
I wasn't trying to meet nobody, baby, I was there to get my bag. But when I saw you, I was like, I was like, damn. Great eye, French boy got me tripping. All your skin is always soft. How your kisses always hit. How your nose is wet. Great eye, French boy got me tripping. On that accent of your lips. How your tongue do all those tricks. How your nose is wet. Kiss me under the Paris twilight. Kiss me out on the moonlit floor. Kiss me under the Paris twilight. So kiss me.
Ooh, the French boy's got me trippin'. Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, the French boy's got me trippin'. Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, the French boy's got me trippin'. Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, the French boy's got me trippin'.
Kiss me under the Paris twilight. Kiss me out on the moonlit floor. Kiss me under the Paris twilight. So kiss me.
Don't. Okay, Maya, tell me about Juno.
Oh yeah, you just get it.
And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. And if a double-decker the privilege is mine. Through the there's a light that never goes out. There's a light that never goes out. There's a light that never goes out. There's a light that never goes out.
That was There's a Light by Peace and Juno by Sabrina Carpenter. This next track is Back to the Old House by The Smiths. I used to reblog this on Tumblr all the time. Maya, Do you love the Smiths?
I do. And I think it's controversial, but if it's good, it's good.
so sad. Honestly, props to Julian Casablancas for making us sad romantic bangers. So, can't deny that. This is Cindy Lee Heavy Metal. Thanks, Maya, for curating this song. Got anything to say before we end out this episode this afternoon with the Donald Webster Vivo News interview?
Yeah, sure. So, Cindy Lee... Is it Lee or Lou? Cindy Lee. I'm thrown off by men who use women's names as monikers because you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Machine Girl?
The women's music. And then it's a man. So we chose this to cover Canton requirements, but man, I wish it was a woman.
Is it not?
No.
You got me.
Got.
Okay, well, enjoy the song. Tune in tonight for Sax Love Me. Maybe.
Definitive moment for Canadian music every year. You get to see everyone that you've met, maybe play gigs with. Me and Tyler started a group in seventh grade that was called Down with Webster, and a lot of it was just after school learning how to play our instruments together, really. And then when we kind of got to high school, that's when we kind of started, like, Bucky joined the band, and we started writing songs. And really, there's almost like two phases of Down with Webster. There's the after school project, and then there's the band that has pretty much been in motion for the last 7 years. The band is a little bit hip hop, it's a little bit rock, it's a little bit pop, which is
the third
nomination. Yeah, right on. And we just got to sort of be a little more involved in the studio on this record, and just the songwriting was a little more, everyone's kind of working on the same songs a lot more than just this is one idea from one guy. And
it's kind of like a pretty much perfect representation of like where we are as people and as a band right now. So it's like, I'm proud of it. It's one of the, really proud of it. Hey, what's up? This is Bucky.
And I'm Pat.
And we're from Down with Webster, and you're watching Vivo.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
On J
January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.